promises for the future. Words from Jesus.
He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away all tears. In that day the people will proclaim, "This is our God. We trusted in Him and He saved us. This is the Lord in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in the salvation He brings." Isaiah 25:8-9. I have given many promises in my word about your future and your eternal place in heaven. During your time on earth, you will never be forsaken. In fact, you will always be cared for, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for my name's sake. I have called each of my children within the realm I have placed them to be a beacon of light to the world to draw people to me. You may feel that your efforts to be salt and light in the world often fall very short or don't seem to make much of a difference. But your faithfulness to fulfill my commission to you is what matters. I look on the heart and the love and faithfulness therein, not the outward appearance of success or failure. As long as you are willing and yielded to be my messengers and have your heart in the right place, you will be in the right place for me to work through you as my beacons of light to people in your part of the world. Encourage yourselves with these words and the knowledge that, as you are faithful to me, you will fulfill your destiny. Not a single promise that I have given about the future that I have prepared for those who love me will lack fulfillment. Remember, the best is yet to come. Raised in glory. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. 1 John 3:2. Thank you for clinging to me so faithfully throughout your life. I have promised to bring you through everything you face in this life and bring you safely into my heavenly kingdom. I will be with you as you climb to that final mountain peak of victory. Once you climb that final mountain peak, even if what you will be is not apparent to you now, I have promised that you will be like me and you will see me as I am. It is like the transformation of the butterfly. First, it is a worm crawling along the ground, hardly going anywhere. But when I transform it, it becomes a beautiful creation and flies to new places. I am all-powerful, and nothing is impossible to me. I am the creator of the universe, and I formed all that exists, including you. One day your earthly body will be transformed like the butterfly into a thing of great beauty. You will be raised in glory. Strength in weakness. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. 1 Peter 5:6-10. I know that sometimes you are discouraged by your lacks and failings. Whenever you are tempted to fall into discouragement because of your weaknesses, remember that I have created you, and I knew everything about you before you were even born. Be thankful for how I made you, and remember that my strength is made perfect in your weakness. I have made you just as you are, with your blemishes and imperfections, so that you might glorify me through your weakness. As I told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You can even glory in your afflictions, knowing that my power will rest on you when you are weak, and you will be made strong by my strength. Even though the Apostle Paul's writings were powerful, his bodily presence was weak, and his speech was said to be contemptible. When people saw him, they were not impressed with his outward appearance. But his witness was powerful and filled with my spirit. It took faith and humility on Paul's part to carry my word to the nations, as well as faith for the people to believe and receive Paul's preaching. Those who received it were blessed with my truth and eternal salvation. They found saving grace and the hope of heaven. I have chosen the weak things of this world to shame the strong, so that no human being might boast in my presence. That is part of my plan. In your weakness and dependence on me, my spirit can work to fulfill my will and plan for your life and the lives of others. Allow your weaknesses to keep you humble, for my spirit will work through your humility. Humility is a virtue that you can cultivate in your life as you choose to not operate in self-reliance and self-confidence, but place your confidence in me. Every time you seek me and ask me to direct your path and your decisions, you are cultivating humility in your life. The gifts and talents I have given you will grow in the soil of humility. Great is your reward. Henceforth is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. This earthly life is the trial and proving ground through which you grow in faith and fulfill my calling for you. Avoid the temptation to think it is okay to shirk this life's tests and trials and take the easy way out now, for this life is your battleground. How you perform on this mission on earth plays a part in the rewards you will receive when you return. Those who endure to the end will receive a crown of life. Your names are written in the book of life, along with all those who have believed and loved me with their lives. So run the race well, fight the good fight, finish the course, keep the faith, and there will be rewards laid up for you that you cannot begin to imagine. When you feel discouraged, pause and meditate on the crown of righteousness that is laid up for you in heaven, and for everyone who loves my appearing. Take courage in the fact that you are still engaged in the warfare for people's souls and eternal destiny, and you staying true to me. You have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what I have promised and the great recompense of reward that awaits you because of your confidence in me. Remember that great is your reward in heaven as you continue to be true to me and my word and your calling to proclaim the gospel.